Okay, Kunal, here's an offer you cannot refuse. I am going to sponsor one of your Grand Prix. Yeah? No reaction?
Oh, okay, okay.
you don't believe me when I say this kind of stuff, no? You
always. No, I don't.
And that's my friend for you. That's my friend. His name is Kunal Shah. My name is Rishi Kapoor, RJ Rishi Kapoor. We're talking out of Mumbai, but we're talking about Formula One. We both love racing. We both spend our Sundays in front of the TV just to get that little bit extra of Formula One that you may not understand or get, but we'll elaborate it for you. Kunal, go for the Bahari Grand Prix. I'll sponsor it. Go.
You know, I know the world of Formula One is all about sponsors. This is a very different kind of sponsorship being offered.
You write my name like somewhere close to some. There's a logo of Rishi Kapoor on your left arm or something like that. Okay, but go now, Baba.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I'd love to go.
So you're not scared?
I'm not scared.
You're not scared?
I'm not scared.
Formula One drivers are going to be driving in bulletproof cars. You're not scared?
I'm not scared.
Why are you not scared?
Because, like, you know, one of the Formula One drivers just said that he's a driver, not a politician, and he'd like to go. So, similarly, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, and I would still like to go.
That's exactly our point, guys. If you're about Formula One, keep it that way. Keep it neat. Don't get the politics in. We really enjoy racing, and we're going to be talking about that. This is our blog. And Kunal, Merck, no Merck?
Merck. Which Merck is a question?
I was just coming to that. Okay. I was very sad to see Michael not as fast as Nico. Nico found something in the car which is brilliant. And considering Michael is the best at finding that little extra, the Michael magic that we say, how did Nico manage it?
I don't know. Something to do with setup, something to do with mindset. We also don't know with Schumacher's botched pit stop, as they call it.
Correct.
You know, maybe he could have found the pace in one of the, you know, stints afterwards.
The
or
primes.
Something. Yeah. But you know, when I asked you which Merc, I also meant, could it be another Mercedes-powered car?
Ah... That's my politician friend for you. Politically correct. Because yes, the Mercedes is not used to managing tires well when the temperatures are warmer. China was colder. I feel, yes, Nico did very well. Kudos, he won. Yay! So, congratulations to him. But when they come to Bahrain, when the conditions are hotter, when Merck actually does not have the best tire condition, Michael will outdo him.
Possibly, and you know the fact, Michael Schumacher, I'm sure, doesn't like to get beaten. So,
I know.
I somehow feel the Mercedes cars will be affected more by the temperatures. I feel so. But you never know, you know. The McLarens also won't be too far behind, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. The track does favour the Mercedes still. It has four long straights. There's this one sweeping corner, but the temperature is going to be the big thing. Actually, and now that you bring this up, do you know, and I just read a tweet about this, that Ferrari has had the fastest pit stop.
The quickest pit stops of this year.
Okay.
In fact, one of their fastest in Shanghai was 2.4 seconds, which I think is brilliant.
4 seconds is the fastest pit stop that I've heard of.
That's correct.
Okay, tell me something. So if they can do a 2.4 second pit stop, why would they not take an extra pit stop and do stuff for Massa? Why that different strategy? Because it was clearly slow. Kimi suffered. Everybody
see, 2.4 seconds is the stationary time. Absolutely. Which is the time the guy comes, boxes, four tires are changed, and the guy goes out. Which is really quick, no doubt.
Correct.
But when you enter the pit lane and you get onto the pit lane speed limiter, you're down to 100 Ks, sometimes even 80 Ks depending on the circuit. And then the entire duration of a pit stop is 20 to 22 second, you know, 22 seconds, which is a hell of a lot.
And those 22 seconds, the Mercedes guys could not get that one gun right and spoiled Michael's race. I hate them for that, yaar.
Yeah, you know, but the way Michael put it after the race, it happens. This is what happens in race conditions.
Absolutely. Bittersweet, a little bit for him. But Kimi Raikkonen, that two-stop strategy, he was doing so well. I'm sure he could have come like at least fourth, but for those tires.
I can tell you, I loved Kimi's race. I'm Absolutely. Sure it's been a brilliant comeback for him because he's been on the pace, but there's been something or the other which has always taught him about how Formula One has changed since he left and he's decided to come back.
And Grosjean overtook him.
Yes, and Grosjean overtook him. But, you know, still sticking to Kimi. Like, if you realize, in qualifying in Australia, he got, you know, he got caught out last minute and he got eliminated in Q1 itself.
Correct.
China, what I really liked about Kimi's race was, he was fighting Vettel, he was defending Vettel, he used his tires up, and suddenly the tires dropped, you know, on the other side of the cliff. And the most interesting part, he went from P2 to P12 in a lap. Stunning, stunning, I would say. I mean, great performance by Pirelli, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. They've given us a race, they've given us stuff to talk about. But the fact that Vettel was also overtook, and more especially by Weber, just give me a lot more happiness. It was like gardens on my heart. Because I am not a big fan of that finger coming up again and again and again. And it's clearly shown that he's still the boy, not the man of F1. He got a good car, and the championship actually belonged to the designers, not him.
But let me tell you, coming to the finger, I do think we will see the finger pretty soon. I can tell you, Red Bulls are not going to sit back and just let, you know, just see themselves being blown away like that.
But yes, the people who are blowing them away and the entire field are the McLaren Mercedes team. The McLaren, and especially Button, he finds something in the race, that little edge that usually Hamilton has in qualifying on a Saturday, is there with Button on a Sunday.
You know, we speak about it, and you know, I think it's going to be a topic we'll probably have every podcast.
Absolutely.
Because it's down to tires and tire management and, you know, how well you do it. So, for example, the Williams managed their tires very well in the race conditions as well. And, you know, we saw them having a double points finish again in China. So, it's only about tires. Button is traditionally known to exploit his tires in the long run far better. And that's what is getting him.
Coming back to Button, and I really want to bring this up because I personally feel even if there wasn't a goof up in his tire stop, he wouldn't have won, because I personally feel Mercedes really had the tires and the temperature of the tires their way.
It's an interesting debate, because I believe he could have been in a position to win, especially with the DRS enabled systems that we have now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's difficult to overtake in China even with the DRS. We've seen that a few times.
Correct.
But somewhere I get a feeling Button could have really, really pushed hard. I think he lost somewhere about 7 to 9 odd seconds stationary, which is really a lot. And maybe it could have been really close. So somewhere I have a feeling Button could have really gone for the win.
Okay, let me put it this way. Forget Rosberg and his pace. Had the pit stop not gone wrong for both Michael and Button, where do you think they would have finished?
Oh, it would have been a really tough fight. But I can tell you, if Michael possibly was still on track, maybe he could have gone for win as well. You never know.
Oh, God. I so hate that one wheel gun. I hate it. They should have got it right. Do you think they really have a realistic chance in Bahrain? Because Mercedes, hot temperatures, I'm not sure.
Let's wait and watch. You know, everyone in Bahrain is talking more about the situation than the race.
Correct.
Let's just hope that Michael becomes a talking point of the race in Bahrain.
So, empty grandstands in Bahrain?
I wouldn't know. But, you know, somewhere they have, we keep reading. We don't know how true it is. We hope not. But there'll be a military-style lockout so that the race goes on is what, you know, I have read as well. But it doesn't matter. You know, we guys watch it on TV. And
absolutely,
as long as the TV crew's there doing a good job and not missing the important shots of the race, we're going to have fun.
Okay, Ferrari said damage limitation in Bahrain. We don't have the pace. We just want to like get the points and come home. And Massa will probably do another testing for them. What do you think Ferrari is doing now? They're just waiting for the Mugello test. What are they doing?
I think if Ferrari is waiting for a Mugello test, I think a lot of teams are waiting for the Mugello test. And it's you know, a mid-season test has come back into Formula One after a couple of seasons.
Okay.
And a lot of people keep asking if a mid-season test could actually make a big difference. But, you know, in Formula One, any kind of extra track time you get and you maximize, you could always end up benefiting if you get things right.
But if you're listening to us right now, Kunal, my friend, gave me a super piece of information which actually stunned me. And that was the Mugello test is a little different for one of the teams. And that team is?
McLaren.
Why?
Because they're giving their race drivers a break and they're going to have their test drivers take over testing duties for Mugello.
Kunal, these guys work like about 60 days a year, and then why do they need a break?
So, well, you know, it's not about, you know, whether the race drivers should do it or not do it, or a test driver should do it. But McLaren has traditionally always believed in their test bench. And, you know, with Gary Paffey and Turvey around, you know, I don't see why they shouldn't do the testing. Because they will be bringing in a lot of new components. They will want to try different exhaust layouts. And maybe a few teams will try the Mercedes-style F-duct systems as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you'd rather let your race drivers unwind and, you know, refocus for the European season, which is very important as well.
Okay.
And let your test drivers be the workhorses. But, you know, coming to reality, let's face it, and I'm sure Lotus is facing it as well, and maybe developing a similar styled wing. But if the wing is legal and Mercedes is not going to remove it, so Mercedes is still going to end up being faster.
How does it actually end up blowing wind on the front wing is what my question is.
They have ducts. So the ducts from the rear wing plates travel all the way down to the front wing, and they blow the air out there.
That's how you get that little extra downforce, which makes all the difference.
Well, it removes a little bit of extra downforce from the front on the main straight. So, which is why when the wings stall, you end up getting far greater straight line speed.
That's amazing. That's just technology, and that's just precision.
That's Formula One.
Oh, that's Formula One. He just summarized it for me. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Yes, we will be racing back to back this weekend before we hit into the European leg of Formula One. Let's not forget a few weekends after this is going to be the Indian Grand Prix. Yes, it's about 6 months away, but we're very, very enthusiastic about it. And Kunal, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know, has decided to sponsor my Indian Grand Prix. Kunal,
we're back to sponsorship in Formula One.
Do this for me, man. I'm your best friend.
Come on. You know what? Yeah. Go on to the Indian GP website and buy the tickets because they are now on sale.
Oh, God. They're now on sale.
And you know what? They're cheaper.
They're cheaper.
They're cheaper. They're going to be about 2,000 more tickets available. So even if that typical Indian was to book a little late, he might still get a seat. Okay, but they still have 100,000 tickets to sell. That and I'm glad they're selling 6 months before.
So. That is really brilliant. That is good. They deserve a great audience. They deserve us to be there. Guys, if you're listening to us, please sponsor us, both of us. And we'll say good things about you. We'll try at least. Okay, Kunal, let's make a bet here. I'm getting a feeling that between the McLarens, Lewis might just come out, not in P3, but actually a P2. And I'm getting a feeling Michael is on the podium. What do you say?
I have a feeling, yes, we will have all Mercedes podium. I just get a feeling. Uh-huh. All Mercedes powered cars on the podium. Uh-huh. Somewhere I get a feeling Lewis is going to win. You can't keep a Lewis Hamilton third for three races in a row.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my feeling as well. Oh God, we finally agree on something. This is a great day in F1 history. Keep the good comments coming. We'll keep you updated with everything in Formula 1. And as far as we're concerned, we're enjoying the racing. Every extra race counts. We missed Bahrain last year. We're not going to miss it this year. Not a single ounce of it. Thank you so... Oh, no, thank you, Kunal.
Yeah.
Why should I thank you, Kunal? Why should I thank you?
That's what... So stop thanking me.
Yeah, really, man. He's a friend now. Why am I being formal? Just because I'm wearing few.